If you love the Godfather movies, then you'll love Take the Cannoli, the Godfather podcast. Each week, we take a few minutes to talk about anything and everything Godfather, including business and leadership lessons from the Godfather. Here's your consigliere, Lou Bortone.
Welcome to Take the Cannoli, the Godfather podcast, episode 4. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. The Godfather's most famous line, which has become a cultural touchstone and perhaps the most famous movie quote in history, is uttered twice in the first few minutes of the movie. First, Michael tells Kay that his father helped his godson, Johnny Fontaine, early in his career by making a band leader an offer he couldn't refuse to get Johnny out of the band leader's contract. Then, of course, as Johnny bemoans the fact that movie studio head Jack Waltz won't give Johnny the part in the Big War movie, the Don assures his godson that he'll make the movie mogul an offer he can't refuse. Let's watch the scene.
I don't know what to do. My voice is weak. It's weak. Anyway, if I had this part in the picture, you know, it puts me right back up on top again. But this man out there, he won't give it to me. The head of the studio.
What's his name?
Waltz. Waltz, he won't give it to me, and he says there's no chance. No chance. A month ago, he bought the movie rights to this book, a bestseller. And the main character is a guy just like me. I wouldn't even have to act. Just be myself. Godfather, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you? Is this how you turned out of Hollywood, Pinocchio, that cries like a woman? What can I do? What can I do? What is that nonsense? Ridiculous. You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man. Come here. You look terrible. I want you to eat. I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
It's too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse. Now, just go outside, enjoy yourself, and forget about all this nonsense. Listen, I want you to leave all to me.
Even Johnny Fontaine is skeptical when the Godfather assures him, leave it all to me. Then the Don discharges new consigliere Tom Hagen to Hollywood to talk with Jack Waltz, powerful head of the movie studio. Let's take a look and we'll break down the scene.
All right, start talking.
Sent by a friend of Johnny Fontaine. His friend is my client. Would give his undying friendship to Mr. Waltz. If Mr. Waltz would grant us a small favor.
Waltz, who's listening?
Give Johnny the part in that new war film you're starting next week.
And what favor would your friend grant Mr. Waltz?
You're going to have some union problems. My client could make them disappear. Also, one of your top stars has just moved from marijuana to heroin.
Are you trying to muscle me?
Absolutely
not.
Now,
to me, you smooth-talking son of a bitch. Let me lay it on the line for you and your boss, whoever he is. Johnny Fontaine will never get that movie. I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wok, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
I'm German-Irish.
Well, let me tell you something, my Kraut Mick friend. I'm going to make so much trouble for you, you won't know what
to
hit
you. Mr. Waltz, come a lawyer. I have not threatened.
I know almost every big lawyer in New York. Who the hell are you?
I have a special practice. I handle one client. Now, you have my number. I'll wait for your call. By the way, I admire your pictures very much.
Check them out.
So right away, we understand that Waltz is a powerful man, not easily intimidated. Of course, Tom is not flustered even when Waltz launches a barrage of racial slurs at him, because he knows Waltz will change his tune once he realizes who Hagen's client is. So in the scene that follows, once Waltz sees that Hagen represents the Godfather, Waltz invites Hagen to his Hollywood mansion for dinner. Incidentally, the exterior for Waltz's palatial estate is Green Acres, the Beverly Hills estate, once owned by silent film star Harold Lloyd. No, not the series, but the 60s. The actual property was called Green Acres in Beverly Hills. The interiors were filmed at the Guggenheim estate on Long Island. Now, obviously, Waltz is a lot more hospitable to Tom once he knows that Hagen represents the Don. Waltz even shows off his prize racehorse, Khartoum, who Waltz proudly calls $600,000 on four legs. But once at dinner, things get heated pretty quickly. Let's watch that famous exchange.
Really beautiful.
Oh, look at this. Used to decorate the palace of a king.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Why don't you say you work for Corleone, Tom? I thought you were just some cheap two-bit hustler Johnny was running in trying to bluff me.
I don't like to use his name unless it's really necessary.
How's your drink, Tom?
Fine.
Hey, come on over here with me. I want to show you something really beautiful. You do appreciate beauty, don't you? They are $600,000 on four hooks. I'll bet Russian Tsar never paid that kind of dough for a single horse. Khartoum. Khartoum. I'm not going to race him, though. I'm going to put him out to stud. Thanks, Tony. Let's get something to eat, huh?
Corleone, Johnny's godfather. To the Italian people, that's a very religious, sacred, close relationship.
I respect that. Just tell him he should ask me anything else. But this is one favor I can't give him.
He never asks a second favor when he's been refused the first. Understood?
You don't understand. Johnny Fontaine never gets that movie. That part is perfect for him. It'll make him a big star. I'm going to run him out of the business. Then let me tell you why. Johnny Fontaine ruined one of Waltz International's most valuable proteges. For 5 years, we had him under training, singing lessons, acting lessons, dancing lessons. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on her. I was going to make her a big star. And let me be even more frank. Just to show you that I'm not a hard-hearted man, that it's not all dollars and cents. She was beautiful. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world. And then Johnny Fontaine comes along with his olive oil voice and guinea charm. And she runs off. She threw it all away just to make me look ridiculous. And a man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous. Now you get the hell out of here. And if that goomba tries any rough stuff, you tell him I ain't no band leader. Yeah, I heard that story.
Thank you for the dinner and a very pleasant evening. Maybe your car could take me to the airport. Mr. Corleone is a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately.
So things didn't go Tom's way at the dinner meeting, with Waltz flying off the handle, screaming, "A man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous." There's a lot to unpack here. Waltz seems to think he's more powerful than a mafia boss and is adamant that Johnny Fontaine never gets that movie. But like the Don, Tom Hagen never raises his voice or loses his temper or utters a threat, other than the ominous, "Don Corleone never requests a second favor when the first is refused." Again, Waltz unleashes a barrage of threats and insults at Tom. And in the original script, Waltz says, "If that mafia goomba tries any rough stuff, you tell him I ain't no band leader." However, producer Al Ruddy had forged an unlikely alliance with real-life mob boss Joe Colombo. And to ensure the mafia's cooperation with the movie production in New York City, Ruddy agreed that the word mafia would never be said in the movie. And that's why you don't hear any references to the term mafia in The Godfather. So Walt throws Tom out and is refused to grant a favor to the Don. I think we all remember what happens next, but let's watch the gruesome scene anyway. Now, the horse's head scene is clearly one of the most memorable scenes in the film, and animal activists and viewers alike were concerned about the horse. However, the horse's head came from a slaughterhouse. In fact, Coppola himself told Variety magazine, quote, "There were many people killed in the movie. Everyone worries about the horse. What they didn't know is that we got the head from a pet food manufacturer who slaughters 200 horses a day." Still, the horse's head scene was memorable and legendary for its visual impact. By the way, the filmmakers used Karo corn syrup and red food coloring to create the realistic blood. And by the end of the four-hour shoot with Waltz, actor John Marley was drenched in the stuff. In the end, the scene once again proved the power and reach of Don Corleone, and the movie mogul had no choice but to give Johnny Fontaine the part in the big movie. Be sure to join us again next week for the Godfather podcast. You can find other episodes, both audio and video, on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Ciao for now.
Thanks for listening to Take the Cannoli, the Godfather podcast with Lou Bortone. Join us again next time. We know what's good for you. The Beige.